Good morning. Welcome back to another healthy conversation with my good friend, Dr. Jeff Barkin. I am Steve Woods, and you're listening to News Radio WGAN AM 560, FM 98.5, and of course, on the World Wide Web. And we really are worldwide, right, Jeff?
We are. We have people everywhere, 50 states, multiple countries.
All over the world.
I got an email from somebody in Scandinavia and somebody in Africa who listened to our shows.
Well, I guess I can add to that statistic by a few weeks ago when I was in, where was I, Denmark and Sweden, little Copenhagen.
Yeah.
In search of the perfect apple Danish. I downloaded the show. I wanted to listen to it remotely. So
how'd it go?
Oh, it was fantastic. It really translates well by the time it gets across the. Now it's with the internet, everything goes everywhere.
So what's our Scandinavian listenership? And they must be a very learned group.
Well, I went around asking people have they heard of a healthy conversation, and everyone said, no, would you like a Danish? And I'm like, okay, I'll just do the Danish. And
I'll trade you a Danish for a tip on a great radio show.
Yeah. But today's show is near and dear to my heart. So we should get right in. We have a very special guest joining us in the studio. We have Leslie Trimberth. She is the Interim Executive Director of Learning Works, doing great work involving learning, involving kids. And Jeff, as you know, I think it is a bedrock, or the bedrock, of organized society and civilization is how we create not only healthy environments but learning environments for young people, and that's the building block. So with that, Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Well, why don't we start with a little bit, you talking about your background. You're the interim director, and for our listeners that may not be familiar with sort of the history of Learning Works, talk a little bit about the structure of the organization, and then we'll go into some specific topics.
That sounds great. So yes, I'm the interim executive director. I've been at Learning Works just since the beginning of this year, but the organization itself has a very long history. This is actually the 56th year of its operation, and it started actually as a small grassroots community-based nonprofit in the West End of Portland, which is where our headquarters is still located today. But the original focus was on affordable housing. And as happens with a lot of long-running nonprofits, over time, the shift started to focus specifically to education. And eventually, they were no longer running housing programs, and the focus became squarely education. And so we now have four core programs all focused on education.
And just to anchor education in terms of the relevance in a healthy conversation, it's important to understand that graduating high school is the single biggest determinant of late life success. And it doesn't matter how you measure late life success. It could be, are you incarcerated? If you're incarcerated, good chance you didn't go to high school. If you're not incarcerated, good chance you did. True of just about any metric, how much money you make at age 27, whether you marry, whether you're physically healthy, your substance abuse status, what you do touches every aspect of our health, right?
Thank you. I would agree with that completely. And as we'll talk about, I'm sure, the education focus looks a lot different across each of our four programs. But the common theme really with Learning Works is trying to address the needs of students who have not, their needs have not necessarily been met well by traditional education systems. And so it's trying to address that gap and meet those students where they are.
And even the idea of traditional, I agree with everything you're saying, but it's moving so fast because you have this intersection of technology, which is moving at the speed of light, information, which I've always argued shouldn't be confused with education. I think for too long, for decades, our education system was too heavily relying on memorization. Like, can you remember these 100 details? And then on Thursday at 9 a.m., can you take a test and regurgitate what you memorized? You know, the idea to communicate, build critical skill development, the idea of solving problems. And I forget who had that great quote, but, you know, the future will not be about people who can learn or master a skill, but learn, unlearn, and then relearn. And technology is making that happen faster than ever.
Can I share something that happened to me? It's sort of traumatic. It'll give you a sense of the importance of education.
Okay.
I don't think I've shared this with anybody, certainly not on the radio. It has to do with the first time I took biology in college. So I go to college, a small college called Swarthmore College. It's a teeny little school, 1,200 kids in Pennsylvania. I see that you went to Providence College, another humanities-based college.
Yes.
And I'm taking Bio 1, just, you know, first semester, Bio 1. And I was really quite diligent. I went to every lecture. I took great notes. I read the books, took notes on the books, and knew all about aerobic and anaerobic environments and glucose metabolism. Time for final exam, and about 80% of the grade is final exam. And the final exam was, you're walking on the beach and you stub your toe on a bottle that you open up and it has life in it, and it's based not on carbon but based on silicon. And it's a series of questions based upon your understanding the concepts but not the facts. If you understood the facts, great, good for you. That's wonderful, but you're not going to be able to answer the questions unless you understand the underlying concepts on a deep level where you can utilize those concepts. And that was a traumatic test because it showed me that, oh my goodness, no matter how hard I prepare or work, there are deeper skills to learning. And I think as we get into machine learning and those sorts of issues, human learning is unique. How do you bring out in a more disadvantaged population, let's say, of people who haven't done well in conventional, whatever that even means, conventional school, because school, the meaning of that is so in flux. What's the approach of bringing somebody in who wants to develop more educational resources in themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it looks a bit different across each of our programs, but I'll talk about our Youth Build program, which we talked briefly about before the show. So that program specifically is geared towards young adults and teens, 16 to 24 years old, who have dropped out of high school. So they've already come to the conclusion that traditional high school setting does not work for them. And yet they realize that in order to advance themselves, advance their career opportunities, they need some additional support. And so they would come to us, and we have an educational component, which is helping to prepare them to take their HiSET exams. So for those who don't know, the HiSET is today's equivalent of the GED. So it's a high school credential. But at the same time as they're doing that educational component, they're learning actual vocational skills too. And so we have two tracks primarily. One is construction and the other is culinary and hospitality. And so the structure of our program is that the students come to us, they spend a part of the day on the academics, but then the other part of the day is receiving this vocational training. And so that can also be classroom-based at times. And then it can also be workshop-based in the case of our construction program, and then field-based, where they're actually going out and working alongside organizations like the Portland Housing Authority or Habitat for Humanity to construct affordable housing. So it's addressing educational needs on a few different levels, but a big piece of it is also helping them to connect the dots about why the educational component ties in with the vocational component, and how things like just, you know, job readiness skills, professionalism, leadership skills all contribute to this whole package of what's going to help to set them up for success.
Yeah, I Jeff shared his story at Swarthmore and later on at Yale. And my good friend Jeff is an MD and a psychiatrist. I had a similar academic track, a little bit of a different thing, but sort of similar. I took 5 years to graduate Needham High School.
Mm-hmm.
It was only a 3-year high school, so that was a personal record. And there was no biology. That kicked my butt. But I specialized in wood shop, and I distinctly remember my junior year producing 5 birdhouses and 3 water trough lights. And I was just a lousy student, and I don't know what it was. If I got a C or a D, it was a celebration at my house. It was like, woo!
Steve, how about a slightly different think on that? How about you were a great student, but that the system that you were in failed you? And I say that because you, and our listeners don't know this, here I have that education that you outlined, but you're the CEO and president of TideSmart and a number of other companies. You've got so much going on. You've got Restore Hyper Wellness opening shortly in weeks. So I will tell you that there is no one size fits all with education and success. There are multiple routes to get to where you are, and I admire you and look up to you as one of the most stellar successes of an individual I've ever met.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And I think that really ties into LearningWorks because, you know, early in my career, I was really sensitive about the academic thing because we got into this sort of societal thing where we stigmatized where you went to school. It was almost like a qualifier. You met a new friend, you look for a job. Oh, where'd you go to school? Like that was shorthand for some sort of human validation. I mean, later on, I did become an academic or an adjunct professor at four universities for 9 years, so I was probably overcompensating there. But we got to get out of the system of looking at what school you went to, because we all learn in different ways. And in areas of science or in medicine, you absolutely need very rigid, formalized education because there's a lot of transfer of insight, understanding, and detail. But some of the most successful people I've ever known have gone the non-traditional way. And I think LearningWorks is providing that opportunity for many, many people here in Maine. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back with Leslie Trimberth. She's the interim executive director of LearningWorks. When we come back, we'll talk about the different programs and how you and your family may know somebody that could benefit. You're listening to Healthy Conversation. We'll be right back.